Ponytails. Read by Scribbler.
Dance With Me by Royal Flush.
So, wait, explain to me again what happened?
Bonbon asked, sitting next to the mint-coloured unicorn, two glasses in one hoof and a bottle of red wine in the other.
I don't remember exactly. Everything's sort of a blur,
Lyra admitted, accepting a glass from the cream earth pony. It all started with Pinkie Pie convincing Octavia and the rest of the band to play this ridiculous polka. The unicorn poured a drink, quickly downed it, and refilled her glass. Damn near molested her cello, too, she added darkly.
Well, that must be the worst of it, right?
Bonbon asked hopefully.
I'm sure even Princess Celestia wouldn't have minded a little bit of improv from one of the elements of harmony.
It wouldn't have been so bad if it had just stopped there. Lyra sighed and slumped against her roommate. Pinkie Pie pulled this soundboard out of nowhere and started playing even more crazy music. Then took a stage dive, smashed into Applejack's cart, and launched a cake across the room.
Oh my.
And then, the unicorn continued, without so much as a pause, the cake goes flying right at Prince Blueblood, who shoves Rarity in front of him. Then Pansy, to protect him from the cake. Bonbon leaned back and sipped at her wine, keeping a neutral expression. She had grown used to the green pony's tirades since moving in with each other a year previous, usually having to do with the existence of humans or blue time-travelling police boxes and cover-ups by Celestia. And now, Luna, since her return. The candy chef simply nodded and added an appropriate response in all the right places as Lyra ploughed on with her tale of woe. Then, Rarity starts yelling at him, and he somehow knocks over this huge statue. Rainbow Dash jumped in at the last second and caught it, but she managed to knock over this ring of pillars around it, then break the statue. I mean, how does that even happen? Lyra asked, waving her hoof around for emphasis.
I have no idea.
Then Celestia comes in the room with Twilight Sparkle and, oh geez, you should have seen her face. Like, someone had told her that Luna had turned back into Nightmare Moon and Discord was her partner in crime.
What did she say?
Well, nothing at that point, because Fluttershy came barging in chasing all the animals in the Royal Gardens, screaming, "You're going to love me!" Lyra drained another glass of red wine and grabbed the bottle. Right about then was when I found Tavy and the rest of the band and got out of there as fast as I could. The unicorn sighed and closed her eyes. What? A night. Bonbon kissed her forehead and snuggled up to the mare.
Well, I'm glad it was interesting this year. I've heard a lot of ponies say that the whole thing is really overrated and just boring.
Interesting? Lyra grunted. Try insane. She sighed and wrapped her hooves around Bonbon, burying her muzzle into the soft pink and blue mane. She took a deep breath, catching hints of the delicious treats she had made that day. A touch of chocolate, a hint of caramel, and a sprinkling of cotton candy. The combination of sweets made her smile. I'm just glad to be back home after all of that. Bonbon giggled in that cute way that Lyra loved.
And you're a bit drunk, my minty musician.
Just a little bit. You would be too after a night like tonight.
I'm getting there,
Bonbon said, taking the bottle from Lyra and topping off her own glass.
Did you at least get to dance or try any of the food?
Yeah, Lyra replied, thinking back over the last few hours. They had waiters coming around with a lot of those fancy little hors d'oeuvres. I tried some of the vegetable wraps, and they weren't bad. But there were these little rich milk chocolate squares with a drizzle of cream over them. Lyra looked down mid-speech and was met with a raised eyebrow from Ponyville's premier candy maker. They were totally inferior to yours in every way, she added quickly. Bonbon chuckled again, reassuring the unicorn.
Relax, Lyra. I wouldn't hold a grudge if Canterlot's candy happens to be better than mine. I wish I could have tried some.
Lyra nodded in agreement. It's too bad the huge order needed to be filled for tomorrow. I think you would have liked them. Besides, she said, squeezing the pony and flashing a sultry smile, I missed my dance partner. Bon Bon looked away, a light pink colouring her cheeks.
Come on, you know I can't dance. Especially not that fancy way of dancing they do for parties like that.
Well, that settles it then, Lyra said, getting up from the couch.
What does?
The green unicorn trotted over to the stereo and selected a CD from the rack and dropped it into the tray. The first few notes from a slow song filled the small room as the green unicorn turned and extended a hoof to Bon Bon. Dance with me, she said.
I just told you I can't dance, Lyra.
Sure you can. Come on, I'll teach you. I've had to do this a bunch of times at shows for rich ponies. It's easy. Bon Bon looked at her skeptically before heaving a big sigh. She drank the last of her wine and sauntered over to the lyrist.
Now what, mistress?
She asked coyly. Now, Lyra teased. That's for later. First things first, up on your rear hooves. Bon Bon heaved herself up, unsteady in this new position. Lyra let her lean against her, more than happy to help support her beautiful mare friend.
How can you do this so easily?
Bon Bon asked, resting heavily on the unicorn. Tavy taught me a lot of things, one of which was her trick for playing the cello. Lyra let the earth pony get used to the new stance for a minute before continuing with her instruction. Now, to dance, there's two partners. Lyra gestured at herself and Bon Bon. One leads and one follows. And since this is your first lesson, I'll lead. Now, you put your hoof on my shoulder. Bon Bon did so. And I take your other hoof in my left and put my right on your ass.
Wait, what?
The earth pony asked with surprise. I'm joking. I rest it on your hip just like this. Lyra laid her right hoof on Bon Bon's hip and gently pulled her a little closer so that their muzzles were almost touching. Follow me so far?
I think so.
Great, Lyra said brightly. The piano continued in the background as the green unicorn started to sway back and forth to the beat. Bon Bon was content to just close her eyes and lay her head on Lyra's shoulder, letting the fuzziness of the wine do its work. The longer the two ponies stayed that way, the more Bon Bon felt herself melting into Lyra's embrace, and rather enjoying this dance lesson. Ready to go?
Hmm?
The earth pony responded, opening her eyes and looking into the unicorn's golden irises. Traveling. You know, the next step?
Sure. How do you do that?
Lyra walked her through the steps, slowly at first, on how to move on the dance floor. Step by step, the mint green unicorn taught her roommate how to properly place a hoof here or there and follow the leader. Soon, they were slowly waltzing around the room. The cream-coloured pony kept her eyes glued to the floor, checking to make sure she did not accidentally trip over her own feet. Lyra simply looked on, counting so that Bon Bon could keep time. All good things must come to an end, however. Lyra's three cups of wine started to really affect her, and soon, after a number of bruised shins and non-stop giggling, the two mares found themselves back where they started, tangled up on the couch together. Bon Bon's sides hurt from all the laughing.
Lyra, she managed to say between breaths, I do believe you're drunk.
I may be drunk, Lyra slurred defensively, but at least I'm not catbug. There was a pause as the phrase sank in, followed by another round of unstoppable laughter from the two mares.
What does that even mean?
Bon Bon said, tears streaming down her face. I have no idea, the unicorn admitted sheepishly. I'm drunk. As their laughter died down, Bon Bon snuggled closer to her mare friend and nuzzled her neck affectionately. Lyra closed her eyes and breathed deeper as she felt a trail of little kisses up and down her throat.
Lyra?
Hmm?
Thank you.
For what? The green pony asked.
The dance lessons,
Bon Bon answered contentedly.
I was never very good with that.
Lyra chuckled, pulling her closer against her. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Though, the couch isn't where I expect it to end up. Bon Bon raised herself up to a sitting position so that she was straddling the green unicorn.
Miss Heartstrings, were you trying to seduce me?
The combination of the little pout on the Earth Pony's face plus the hooves on her hips just made Lyra smile all the wider. The alcohol helped too.
Maybe,
she grinned. Bon Bon squinted at her for a few seconds before sliding her hooves from her hips to Lyra's shoulders, trapping her under her. Her light blue eyes sparkled as she cocked her head to one side.
And why didn't you finish the job?
She asked.
I was just waiting for the right time.
The Earth Pony grinned and leaned down, kissing her hard. She nuzzled Lyra's neck again and blew into her ear, making Lyra squirm.
Dance with me.
That was Dance With Me. It was written by Royal Flush and read by Scribbler. Okay, thank you very much, everybody, for listening. I hope that was okay. I have a soft spot for Lyra and Bon Bon, I must admit. I'm writing them enough myself at the moment, not that anybody's seen it. But I must admit, I like them. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the colour complementing that the show's artists talk about. Or maybe it's the personalities fandom have given them, but I don't know. I find I can't write them as anything but a couple, and I like reading about them as a couple. They're not quite an OTP, but they're getting there. Competing, of course, with Applejack and Rainbow Dash, for me. Not quite sure how that one keeps happening either, but there you go. Characters take on a life of their own, and in your head, they like each other. I'm babbling. I am talking complete and utter rubbish. I'm sorry. I claim that I have been out in the hot sun all day. And it's done something to my brain. I'm fried. So, I won't say any more. I won't babble in and take any more of your time. Comments, suggestions below. I am running the Q&A session at the moment as well. So if anybody wants to ask me questions and things to help me commemorate 300 subscribers, pop along to that. And I hope to see you next time. Be lovely to each other, and good night, everybody.